coming back to what I've heard with regard to perhaps more process sort of aspects of things. So our relationship to the text is, you know, it's an interesting thing to look at. The text is designed to make us aware of our states. And so the text grounds our states, and there's a need to be aware of the states that are arising as we engage with the text. So it's not like parts of the text are very complex. That there's no doubt about that. But the complexity is not the issue. It's what the complexity, or when we're struggling with the complexity, brings up for us. That's what needs to be looked at, because that is where the text is working on us. And, you know, we've kind of discussed this before, but the idea that, you know, my own rational mind knows better than the text does is something that comes up constantly when we engage with it. You know, like if it's something that we can't accept, or it's something that just we don't understand, or we can't put within the context of a broader picture, we're put in front of the proprium knowing better than the Lord on some degree that sits there. Or a pride in our own intelligence. And so when we can't grasp it, then the response is one of pushing back at the text in that sense. So within the context of logopraxis, the text gives us it sets a boundary within which we can work. And what we're asked to link into is just one thing, one statement. And that can be the trigger for becoming aware of something that if we hadn't actually engaged with the text and hadn't drawn or been drawn to a particular statement, then, you know, what has arisen in our work over the course of the 2-week period, which would have that's resulted from having that particular focus. If we hadn't had the focus, it wouldn't have arisen. And even if that seems to be a bit of a battle with things of coming to terms with what's being presented, even if that's there, it is still something that is able to provide something other than what our normal patterns of functioning in life would fall into, I think is the thing. So, you know, I'm always taken by the fact that, there's a passage which talks about the fact that Swedenborg was reading through the prophets and discovered as he was doing that every single statement was connected in with some community in the heavens, you know, or in the spiritual world. So that's what the text is for. You know, we struggle to read the world around us in terms of the correspondences that are available through the external world. But by means of the Lord giving us a text, he narrows things down for us so that we can approach, you know, we can approach what is infinite in a way which is bounded, made finite for us, so that these things can be made more real for us, I think is what's going on here.